should have had meaning for me, was dead.
Tell me about it, John.
Well, almost nothing to tell. We'd just been married, had gone to live in the country, and after 2 days, I had to go to town. When I came back, Ellen met me at the station in a cart. She had trouble holding the horses. The train had frightened them. It was Monday, and clothes were hanging from a line in a yard. A skirt fluttered in the breeze. The horses reared. And she was dead. Since then, Millie, everything has been cold. She was so young.
She must have been fine and beautiful and good. She had to be for you to have married her. I can see that. She must have been everything a man looks for in a woman. Brave, honest, faithful. You loved her so much.
I love her still. But not as a person, only as a memory. My life has been so dull, senseless, without meaning or reason, until the day before yesterday.
John. Oh, John, darling. I must go.
Millie, you're afraid of something. What is it? It was more than just a kiss just now. Let me help you.
No one can help me. What's the use of pretending? Dreaming that things might be other than they are.
Is it Nicholas? What has he got to do with it?
Nothing. He has nothing to do with it.
Don't try to fool me, Millie. I love you too much to be fooled like that.
He wants to marry me.
Millie.
He says he's in love with me. He came several months ago. We had nobody else to do the work around here. I'm not strong enough, and father's not well. We could afford the little Nicholas asked. He was jumpy at first. Wanted to know if any strangers came by. When no one came, he seemed to feel easier. And then one day I found out why.
Tell me, Millie.
I was cleaning his room when I saw it, the police circular, with his picture on it. He's wanted for murder. He's crazy.
So that's it, a homicidal maniac.
Yes. I told Father to send him away, but he was afraid. I told Nicholas myself. He said if I tried to tell anybody, he'd kill Father.
Oh, Millie.
No. Don't touch me. Don't kiss me anymore. I said too much. I said things I shouldn't have.
I don't believe you.
Go away. I don't want you to stay here. I'm going to marry Nicholas. I must.
You can't marry a man like that.
I can. I must. And I don't want to see you again. Ever. I must go. They want me. Goodbye. Oh, goodbye.
Been sailing.
5 hours.
That all?
How about some food?
Huh? No, I'm not hungry.
Look, skipper, I know it's none of my business, but well, I've been thinking about you and
well.
Skipper, you think you're doing the right thing by running away. You're thinking that anything else wouldn't be fair to her memory. But did you ever stop to think that well, maybe she wouldn't want it that way? She would want you to be happy. She doesn't want you to be alone, Skipper.
I don't know.
She loved you, Skipper. Anything that would make you happy would make her happy, too. And she loved people, too. She wouldn't want you to go away and leave someone who... Yeah, I'm sorry I spoke like that, Skipper. I guess maybe I had no right to say...
Thanks, Howard. I understand. Just what I've been thinking. Put the helm over, Halvard. We're going back.
Aye, aye, Skipper.
But you sailed away this morning. You went away.
I came back. I had to come back. I couldn't help myself.
Why? Why did you come back? Nothing has changed. I'm still going to marry Nicholas.
I love you, Millie. I want to take you away from here, from this house and Nicholas and the orange trees.
I can't.
Why not? On the boat, I suddenly realized I want to marry you. I want to show you all the places you've dreamed about. I want to make the far-off names more than just names.
Don't, please. Do you think I want to stay here? Do you think I'm happy living with the odor of those orange trees always in the air, tasting them in everything I eat, shut in that broken-down house with a sick old man and Nicholas?
Then, Millie, why?
I hate this place. When I came down to the beach this morning and saw your boat wasn't there, I felt like that house, all broken down and empty inside. I didn't know what to do. I just stood on the pier and cried. Nicholas found me there. He guessed why I was crying. Then he threatened to kill Father if I didn't marry him right away.
Millie.
Please, John, let me finish. You see, darling, I've loved you from the first minute I spoke to you. And Nicholas knows it. He says if I don't marry him right away, he'll kill you. Oh, John, dear, I don't want anything to happen to you. Please go now. Forget you ever saw me. Forget you ever came.
Oh, I can't do that. I'm taking you away tonight. And your father, too.
Suppose Nicholas finds out.
We'll worry about him when the time comes. Let me speak to your father now.
He's in the house.
Where's Nicholas?
In the woods someplace, among the orange trees, I think. Come.
Millie, what is it? Nicholas hasn't come back, has he?
No, Father. Mr. Wolf, John wants to speak to you.
What? Millie, you know I don't like strangers.
Mr. Stope, I want to take Millie away from here, on my boat.
Take Millie away?
I want to marry her.
Marry her?
He knows all about Nicholas.
I want to take you away, too.
No, I won't leave. I can't. The people, I can't leave.
People? What people?
The people, the voices, I can't go back.
But why? You don't like living here, do you?
Like it? Here? No. But I'm a coward. I've always been a coward. They all mocked me. The women, they wouldn't speak to me or look at me when I went into the streets. They began whispering behind my back, pointing at me, laughing at me for being a coward.
No one will remember anymore.
Ah, they will. They will. People always do. They laugh, they point, they talk.
Then you must let me take Millie away.
I won't go without you, Father. I won't leave you here with Nicholas.
No. No, Millie. You go with him. He loves you. Do you love him? You told me he did.
Millie, did you?
Yes, John. But still, I must stay. If I go, Nicholas will kill him.
No, Nicholas won't kill him. I'll see to that.
John.
I'll come for you tonight at 8 o'clock. Be ready.
I can't, John. I can't.
Millie, I love you and you love me. You aren't going to throw away this chance to be happy. Don't you want to live the way you were meant to live?
Yes, John. Oh, yes, darling.
Go back to the pier and wait there, Halbert. If I'm not back in half an hour, come for me.
Aye, aye, Skipper. But make it as fast as you can. That's a bad storm brewing. Millie, where are you?
John, I'm scared. I'm here.
I'm coming, Millie.
Kill you.
Put down that knife, Nicholas.
I killed the old man. I twisted his neck, and I'll kill you too, both of you. I told you not to get me started. But you did. Now I've got to kill you.
Stand back. Run, Millie. Run to the boat. Albert's waiting for you.
Now I've got you there.
Stay back, Nicholas.
Look out. He's got a knife.
Now I'm going to kill you.
No.
I've got you. Now!
Drop that knife!
Drop it, I say.
Drop it!
Run, Millie. Run away if you can.
Yes, yes, run, Millie. But I'll catch you to it. I'll...
Oh, wait.
John! I stabbed him, John. I stabbed him! They were choking you, and I picked up the knife and stabbed him. I couldn't let him in. I killed him.
Oh, Millie, darling. I thought for a minute.
You still love me, John. It won't make any difference. You still love me. I only did it for you, John. It was going
yes,
to kill
me. Yes, darling, I still love you. You saved my life. Don't cry anymore, darling.
Oh, John.
Look. Even the storm is breaking. Come on away now. We gotta meet Halford. He's waiting with a boat. Free of them at last. Free of everything. Both of us.
Yes, John. You still love me.
I still love you, darling. Now. And forever.
Curtain has fallen on Wild Oranges, but though the play is over, I do not leave you. I linger in your memory to return next week to quicken your heart with another great love story. The play that shall speak for me then is the story of a poet, a man who wrote love poetry that lives on forever, Robert Burns. Till then, till curtain time next week, I wish you love and happiness. My name is Romance.
You've been listening to Romance, a program produced each week by Columbia to bring you the great romantic plays and love stories of all time. The play tonight was Wild Oranges by Joseph Hergesheimer, adapted for radio by Matt Hartlib, with script supervision by Albert R. Perkins. Richard Sandville was the guest director for the play tonight. Music was conducted by Charles Paul. Helen Clare was Millie, and Lawson Zerbe played John, with Ed Jerome, Fred Trezair, and David Jordan. Listen next week at the same time when we'll bring you our next great romance, the love story of Robert Burns. What are you doing to keep romance alive for our fighting men overseas? American boys in faraway lands want to be able to feel again the warmth and cheer of their beloved old hometowns. You can give them all this by using V-mail. How about writing a V-mail letter tomorrow? This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.